Dolls is called Summer Anthem. That's new music here on Radio 9. Just looking to see, are they coming to Pittsburgh at all? Yes, they will be at Star Lake this summer. August 14th, they'll be at Star Lake. We've got news coming up at 1 o'clock. The Shadow is going to take us to news time here on Radio 9. From the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport. I'm Jay Thurber. This is Radio 9 on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio. The news is next. It's 1 o'clock.
From Feature Story News in San Francisco, I'm Ira Spitzer. U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says Friday will see the most U.S. strikes on Iranian targets since the war began nearly 2 weeks ago, with the U.S. military focused on hitting Iran's military-industrial complex. In a briefing with reporters, he also implied Iran's new supreme leader hasn't been seen in public because he was disfigured during the initial strikes that killed his father. FSN's Tony Waterman has more.
He was also very dismissive of the impact the closure of the Strait of Hormuz is having on global shipping, despite energy markets spiking. The White House's latest attempt to rein in prices by easing some sanctions on Russia had very little impact on Friday. And President Trump has even said that oil tanker crews need to, in his words, show some guts and sail through the strait. But Hegseth's message to the world was, don't worry about it. The U.S. is going to fix this. Now, part of the reason why the White House is downplaying concerns is because there's been reporting from sources within the government that the Trump administration underestimated Iran's willingness to close the strategic waterway. And Mujtaba Khamenei, in his first address this week as Iran's new supreme leader, said the strait will remain closed. So this could become a further escalation point in the coming days. Hegseth also gave some new information on Khamenei, implying that he's been disfigured in the fighting.
A U.S. military refueling plane has crashed in western Iraq, but the U.S. Central Command says it has ruled out hostile or friendly fire. Ali Barrett tells us more from Erbil in Iraq.
U.S. Central Command confirming that six people did indeed die in this incident. That is the entire crew from one of the KC-135s involved in this crash. Earlier in the day, we already knew that four service personnel had died, but there were two unaccounted for. They are since accounted for and known to have died, to bring the total number to six. U.S. officials say investigations are still ongoing into exactly what happened and what caused this crash. U.S. officials are very clear this was not hostile fire involved. There was no friendly fire involved either. That is a story that is disputed by Iran, which has been putting out via its state media channels claims from an Iran-backed militia here in Iraq that it shot down the plane.
The Kremlin welcomed the United States' decision to issue a temporary waiver allowing the sale of Russian oil at sea. The short-term exemption could cover up to 100 million barrels of Russian crude already in transit. From Bureaus Worldwide, this is FSN.
Nine.
that's Trump there, says that the ship captain should run the blockade. Oh, golly. We are truly in the dumbest timeline, aren't we?
It's getting near dawn.
This radio station. I'm not even sure they're my opinions, but so we have, if they had over the last couple of days, the Secretary of War, as he refers to himself, the Secretary of War, Pete Kegbreath, who says that he's banned photographers from his press conferences because they take unflattering photos of him. He's also had a makeup room built in the Pentagon so he can have his face done before he goes out on TV. And then the Kaiser, El Caudillo del Mar-a-Lago, he says that ship captains should show some guts and just go through the naval blockade and the sea mines and the Straits of Hormuz.
When you find yourself in danger, when you're threatened by a stranger, when it looks like you will take a licking, there is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for Super Chicken. Tread if you're afraid, you'll have to overlook it. Besides, you knew the job was dangerous when you took it.
will drink his super sauce and throw the bad guys for a loss, and he will bring them in alive and kicking. There is one thing you should learn when there is no one else to turn to. Oh, super chicken.
Sending this out to Childish Orangino and all of his friends. Marshall Bone Spurs. It's the Super Chicken theme by Randy Waldman featuring Arturo Sandoval, Bob McChesney, and Eddie Daniels here on Radio 9.
Jay Thurber
screws up more things in 3 hours on the radio than most people screw up in a week.
In
update you on some of the closures due to last night's storms.
Of your free trial membership at BenjaminFranklinQuotes.com.
What a wise man.
Zone, Jimmy Beaumont and the Skyliners here on Radio 9. Ba-da-ba, maybe or maybe not. There you go. Bong, 124 chime time. Sorry about that. What else to tell you about today? Oh, if you travel down here in the Mon Valley area, You should know that the Duquesne McKeesport Bridge is closed for the next 3 weeks. Now, they are doing a $31 million reconstruction project on that bridge. So it's going to be closed on and off for the next 2 years, I believe. But it is closed now for the next 3 weeks entirely. The detour. I love these PennDOT detours. The official detour takes you all the way to Swissvale and Rankin and then back again. And you just know nobody is going to actually do that, right? But anyways, that is the official detour. So you can go to, I don't know, 511PA.com and probably get more information about that. I was told that the police will be out there monitoring people who are trying to not take the official detour. Naughty, naughty. A word to the wise should be sufficient. Roads still closed in the area due to those powerful storms that came through last night. Was not a thunderstorm, was just a wind storm. And there's a pretty good explanation I'm not going to go into in the National Weather Service social media about exactly what happened. I don't really understand it all myself. Basically, when a high pressure system meets a low pressure system coming through the rye, it forms a terrible windstorm like it did. And that was very widespread all the way Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, West Virginia, and Pennsylvania all getting hit with that storm. But Pittsburgh really got a wallop. About 98,000 customers, Duquesne Light now says, are without power in the Pittsburgh area. So if you know someone, especially if they're older or maybe have medical problems, you might want to check in on them today and make sure that they are okay. Support for 88.3 WRCT comes apart from Speck Brothers Pizza at 5107 Penn Avenue in Bloomfield. Specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives, Speck Brothers Pizza offers takeout or delivery for pizza, hoagies, and wings, and more. For more information, email speckhelp@gmail.com or visit the website at speckbrothers.com. And if you or your organization are interested in underwriting for WRCT, email pr@wrct.org. For more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Is the sun gonna shine or will it rain? What's the weather gonna be this wonderful weekend with your radio?
Sunny skies this afternoon with a high near 50, cloudy overnight with a low of 39, partly sunny on Sunday with a high of 69, Monday rain changing over to snow, windy. The high in the morning will be 66, dropping to 22 degrees in the afternoon on Monday. Snow likely Monday night, low 22, mostly cloudy. Tuesday, high 31. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, high near 42. So more severe weather in the forecast for early next week. March comes in like a lion, as they say. 41 right now in Butler, 41 also outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport. And street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, 39 degrees. With new music from a band called The Endearments. The album is called An Always Open Door. That's right, because it blew off last night. The tune is called Summer Sun. New music on Radio 9. is called Endearments. I'm Jay Thurber. Right now, in the bottom of the second, in spring training baseball, the Pittsburgh Pirates leading the Baltimore Orioles 1-0. You're tuned to Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Weekend, at least. Here's Des O'Connor, 131, much more music time.
Piccadilly, gotta Piccadilly of a day to do it on. Get a moving on the Buckingham beat. Go to King's Road, pick me up a nice, real sweet girl. Dick-a-dum-dum, a dick-a-dum-dum, a dick-a-dum-dum, a dick-a-dum-dum, a dick-a-dum-dum, a dick-a-dum-dum, a dick-a-dum-dum. I gotta go to Portobello, gotta sort of sell a little old antique or two. Blow it all on a Savaro suit. Go to King's Road, pick me up a nice, real cute girl. A dick-a-dum-dum, a dick-a-dum-dum, a dick-a-dum-dum. Get a cute, get a pretty girl, get a pretty go-go girl, and go boy. Saturday, that's a Saturday, gonna chat away to the girls you stuck to, staring shops and boutiques. Lend me a fiver, I'll pay you in a few weeks. I'll take you to there, even better get a bus or get a double-decker to the town around. Stay aboard till the weather gets dry. Go to King's Road, pick me up a nice, real shy girl. A-dick-a-dum-dum, a-dick-a-dum-dum, a-dick-a-dum-dum. Get a car, get a mini car, get a mini go-go car, and go bar. Anytime that the day is fine, you can find a line of the boys who start to seek that certain real one. Lend me your fiver, I'll bring you back a spare one. I gotta go to Piccadilly, gotta Piccadilly of a day to do it on. I gotta move on to Buckingham Beat. Go to King's Road, pick me up a nice, real sweet girl. A dick-a-dum-dum, yeah. A dick-a-dum-dum, a dick-a-dum-dum. A dick-a-dum-dum, a dick-a-dum-dum. A dick-a-dum-dum, a dick-a-dum-dum. A dick-a-dum-dum, a dick-a-dum-dum. Hey! A dick-a-dum-dum, a dick-a-dum-dum. A dick-a-dum-dum, a dick-a-dum-dum.
The late, great Des O'Connor. He used to say he was the only boy named Desmond O'Connor who had had a bar mitzvah. He was half Catholic and half Jewish, and all Irish here on Radio 9. Playing some Irish show band this afternoon.
Gets up in the morning and leaves and walks down the corridor. And another nun looks at her and says, it's a difficult thing to say, another nun. And says, you got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning. And she goes on down, and another nun says, you got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning. And this happens 15 times, and by then she's livid. And she meets the Mother Superior. And the Mother Superior is just about to open her mouth, and the sister says, don't tell me that I got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning! And the Mother Superior said, I wasn't going to say that. I was just going to say, what are you doing with the bishop's shoes on?
What's on your mind? We'd really like to hear.
Greg in McKeesport called 412-385-7450. He said he did not lose power, thank goodness, Grave. He wanted to hear the Irish Rovers. Sam, we play him on the Big 900.
A long time ago when the earth was green, there was more kinds of animals than you'd ever seen. They'd run around free while the earth was being born, but the loveliest of them all was the unicorn. There was green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty macaws and some chimpanzees. Some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, the loveliest of all was the unicorn.
Now God seen some sinning, and it gave him pain. And he says, stand back, I'm going to make it rain. He says, hey, brother Noah, I'll tell you what to do. Build me a floating zoo. And take some of them
green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-backed camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, don't you forget my unicorn.
Old Noah was there to answer the call. He finished up making the ark just as the rain started falling. He marched in the animals two by two, and he called out as they went through, hey Lord, I got you
green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-backed camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but Lord, I'm so forlorn, I just can't see no unicorn.
Through the driving rain, them unicorns were hiding, playing silly games, kicking and splashing while the rain was falling. Oh, them silly unicorns.
It was green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-backed camels and some chimpanzees.
Noah cried, close the door, 'cause the rain is falling, and we just can't wait for no unicorn. Started moving, it drifted with the tides. Them unicorns looked up from the rocks and they cried. And the waters came down and sort of floated them away. And that's why you never seen a unicorn till this very day. You'll see
green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-backed camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, you're never gonna see no unicorn.
The Irish Rover is going out by request. On Radio 9 with Jay Thurber, rocking and rolling and barely controlling on this super solid gold Saturday afternoon. Putting the moon in your groove and the dance in your pants with a little bit of Simon and Garfunkel from 1969.
Yeah. Jay Thurber. Doing his thing.
I took my little Jimmy to a party last night. At 10 o'clock it ended in a heck of a fight. But someone hit my Jimmy, she went out like a light.
Everly Brothers, Phil and Don on Radio 9.
I can.
This is Carla Thomas.
All of you give me enough to keep me going. I need you so much. Can you spare me one touch? Yeah. That'll be enough to keep me going. The love you give me will have to do, yeah. Please give me enough to keep me going, going, yeah. Give me enough to keep me going. Never ask how much is enough, 'cause you could never, 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 never give me too much love, too much love, 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 love. You know you've got me where you want me. Give me enough to keep me going, baby.
Thomas on Radio 9. We've got news coming up for you at 2 o'clock in just a couple of minutes. We're going to check sports and weather. We'll have some more new music for you. More music after these important messages.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't.
Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
A part of the Irish folklore is leprechauns. Little people. And we believe that if you can catch a leprechaun, and they're very sneaky, if you can catch one, he's got to give you the crock of gold. There's a fellow walking down the lane, and sitting on a fence is a leprechaun, but he's back to him. And he runs up and he catches him by the leg and he says, "Ah, I've got you! Give us your crock of gold." And they're very sneaky. They wanted to get their head turned around, and if you blink, they'll disappear. And the leprechaun says, "Oh, look at that lovely tree up there in the sky." And the fella said, "I'm not taking my eyes off you." And the leprechaun says, "Look at that elephant flying." He said, "I'm not taking my eyes off you. You've got to give me the crock of gold." And the leprechaun said, "I'm not one of them leprechauns. I'm not a crock of gold leprechaun. I am a three wish leprechaun. I'll give you 3 wishes. But remember, in these 3 wishes I give you, anything I give you in those 3 wishes, I've got to give twice as much to the man that you hate most in your life, who I happen to know is Tom O'Flaherty in the town." And the fella says, "Right, I'll have the 3 wishes, and he can have twice as much as I can have." He says, "Right, what's your first wish?" He said, "I would like a lovely 12-roomed house." There it is, 12-roomed house. And then right beside it, a 24-roomed house. With old Flaherty standing up in the back and saying, "God love you, boy. I didn't even think you liked me. God love you for that. Thank you." And the leprechaun says, "What do you want for your second wish?" He said, "I want 10 of the most beautiful girls in the world." There they are. Next door, 20. And old Flaherty saying, "Oh, God love you. 20 of the most beautiful girls in the world for me." And the leprechaun says, "What do you want for your third and last wish?" And the fella said, "I want me desire for women cut by 50%.
Little more from Dave Allen here on Radio 9.
Got things we do, baby and me, we listen to Radio 9, it's out of sight.
On Radio 9.
There's a boy, a little boy, shooting arrows in the blue, and he's aiming them at someone, but the question is at who? Is it me, or is it you? It's hard to tell until you're hit, but you'll know it when they hit you, 'cause they hurt a little
60s and early 70s had this whole thing called show bands, which was this cross between big band music and rock and roll music, and I just love it. That's a group called the Dixies here on Radio 9 as this weekend of St. Patrick's Day. I'm predicting there won't be a dry sidewalk on the south side by 9 o'clock tonight. New music from Mise en Scene coming up after we take care of sports and weather. What else to tell you about? Coming up at 3 o'clock over most of these same frequently frequented frequencies, it's smooth, relaxing, and easy. Remember all those great soft vocal and instrumental favorites from the 60s, 70s, and 80s? Well, they're back with Eric O'Brien every Saturday afternoon from 3 until 5. Right here on Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 WRCT. And the new sound of the Mon Valley, Tube City Online Radio. So stay tuned for that. It's more fun than a shamrock shake down your pants.
Radio 9 presents a super sports report.
In spring training baseball at this hour, the Pittsburgh Pirates hosting the Baltimore Orioles at the bottom of the third. That game is tied 2-2. Pittsburgh Penguins traveling to Salt Lake City tonight to take on the Utah Mammoth. The puck drops at 9 o'clock our time. The United States headed to the semifinals of the World Baseball Classic. The U.S. recovering from an 8-6 loss to Italy, a stunning 8-6 loss to Italy. The U.S. beat Canada last night 5-3. They will face the Dominican Republic in the semifinals. The commissioner of the WNBA said Friday night that they need to get a deal done by Monday to avoid disruptions to the upcoming season. The WNBA and the Players Union meeting today for the fifth straight day. They've got a sense of urgency to get a deal done to avoid a strike or a lockout. Both sides said that movement is being made towards a new collective bargaining agreement. The World Anti-Doping Agency is considering rewriting its rules to try to bar President Trump and all U.S. government officials from attending the L.A. Olympics in 2028. It's a move that could also have implications for the World Cup being hosted in the U.S. this summer. The proposal is on the agenda for next Tuesday's meeting of the Global Drug Fighting Watchdog's Executive Committee. It is the latest maneuver to come out of a years-long refusal of the U.S. government to pay its annual dues to the anti-doping agency. And speaking of dope, I'm Jay Thurber. Sunny skies today and clear for the rest of this afternoon with a high of 50. Overnight, clear skies and a low of 39. Partly sunny on Sunday with a high of 69. Chance of rain Sunday night, low 48. Monday, rain then changing over to snow, will be 66 degrees in the morning, dropping to 22 in the afternoon. Snow likely Monday night, low 22, mostly cloudy Tuesday, high 31, and then on Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a high of 42. Could have some high winds on Monday, so just as soon as you clean up, you might be picking up again. 41 right now in Butler County, 43 outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport. Street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, it's 43 at WRCT. With new music from Mise en Scene to take us to news time. Me's Insane. I'm Jay Thurber. The website, jaythurbershow.com. Also on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 W.